Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The Italian Stallion. Carl Willis, too, man.
Yeah, so Friday when you were out.
Linebacker, too, baby.
Yeah. No. When you were out Friday, the news broke, and I figured, like, when you and I get back together, we'll spend the time and the proper time together. But, right, Carl Weathers, probably mostly known for Apollo Creed. But still, several other characters, of course.
The Predator.
He was in The Predator. Chubbs Happy Peterson, Gilmore. Of course, from Happy Gilmore.
Action Jackson. One of my favorites, son. And then Mandalorian, son. What do you mean? He was just on a commercial with Gronk about
and he
the
was
kick.
Just in the Gronk commercial as well, which is that's really the most kind of jarring thing. Passed away at the age of 76 years old. And
one of the best physiques.
Oh, my God.
It looked natural, but probably not.
And by the way, anytime he stood next to Sylvester Stallone, like he just looked like so.
Like, yo, how you beating him, dog? Dude, light on his feet. He faster than you, quicker than you, stronger than you, but you just go, all right, good take it in by the three. Like, it was funny. Like, and it was, the crazy part is Carl Weathers never boxed before the Rocky movie. So it's not like he had a background.
They both had to train, right? And they had to train together. The choreography of their fights,
yeah,
just that alone was actually really impressive. And, you know, I don't know if you heard this, but I don't know if you caught Stallone.
Yeah, I did.
On social media. For anybody that might have missed it.
Yeah, in front of
heartfelt, emotional goodbye to probably a character that they both created which I think is a rarity, where it was the villain who became a hero.
And it led all the way to Creed.
Yeah, the legacy continues. So here's Sylvester Stallone.
Hello, everyone. Today is an incredibly sad day for me. I mean, I'm so torn up, I can't even tell you. I'm just trying to hold it in because Carl Weathers was such an integral part of my life, my success, everything about it. I give him incredible credit and kudos because when he walked into that room and I saw him for the first time, I saw greatness, but I didn't realize how great. I never could have accomplished what we did with Rocky without him. He was absolutely brilliant. His voice, his size, his power, his athletic ability, but more importantly, his heart, his soul. It's a horrible loss. And I'm standing here in front of this painting because it was probably the last moment we were ever in the ring together, and I'll never forget it. He was magic, and I was so fortunate to be part of his life. So, Apollo, keep punching.
You could hear the emotion in his voice. And as you mentioned, so he played college football at San Diego State.
Yeah.
He was a linebacker. He was an undrafted free agent just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Signed with the Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, back in 1970. Played 7 games that year. And then that team reached the AFC Championship. And then he also he converted to safety, and then he was released and, you know, played a little bit in the CFL and stuff like that, but then retired from football in 1974 and went on to become an actor, to chase an acting career. And what a great decision, of course, that was for him.
Such a handsome dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Even when he, like, retired, had the salt and pepper, had the gray beard and Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He was just always had a great presence, even in Predator, right, when he was sitting there and he was, like, the bad guy.
Yeah,
he
sort
guy.
Of wasn't the – right, he wasn't a favorite character.
Yeah,
right.
But Action Jackson, man. Action Jackson was, like, his crowning moment, you know what I mean? And those who had never seen Action Jackson.
Barbecue, man. Huh? How do you like your ribs?
you talk about... remember he went to go see Papa Doc? He's like, where he at? Then he opened up and it was a jar of testicles. And they tried to get him in there, man.
You could have handled Sean Delaplane more delicately.
Yeah? How? Send him an engraved invitation. Look, kid, you come on down here. Join us at city jail. Dress casual, RSVP.
You know he tore that boy's arm off.
So he had a spare.
But you know what's brilliant about him in the acting part of it? Yeah. Is you see how he would, like, that's a line that he had rapid fire delivery and it was flawless.
Right.
You know, that's not what he's doing there.
He was born an actor, yeah.
Right. Like, it's not easy to do. And he was able to spit, like, with the best of them.
I mean, everybody knows in Rocky, he's supposed to be Muhammad Ali.
Right. Right. That's the type of character.
And I
think
Muhammad Ali commented on it, saying that, hey, man, this guy's pretty good. He kind of does remind me of myself. I mean, to get a compliment from a guy like Muhammad Ali, and Rocky was supposed to be like Webner.
I forget who the original, right, but yeah, he had
probably Webner,
Chuck Webner?
Yeah, Chuck Webner, who got his brains beat out by Muhammad Ali, but he stayed and went the distance.
That's right.
Yes. He went the distance.
So he was almost like that emotional favorite.
Yeah.
You know, again, in the original, it's a draw.
Yeah.
And so Creed actually retains the title because it ended up a draw. Rarely do you see.
Did you give me your best?
The hero didn't win. Right. That's all he wanted to know.
Yeah.
No rematch. No, don't want one. Right. Yeah. But we needed a Rocky II. So, there was going to be one. But to me, again, all the movies.
Yeah.
And everybody always likes to say that Rocky III is not good. Like, it's compared to the first two.
That was Joe Frazier.
But three had moments in it that I think for Creed, it turned the character. It was a big movie for Creed more than anything else.
Yeah.
But there was this moment that it resonates with me in three, where you remember he's trying to get Rocky to focus again. He lost Mickey, the trainer.
Yeah.
He's trying to get him to focus, and he just can't get him right. And listen to this.
Damn, Rock, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow.
He's staring in the mirror at that point. That still gives me chills.
Yeah, man.
Because listen to the passion in his voice. It's as if, like how well that's delivered. Like, he's really mad at him.
To me, it's like he harnessed his football
playing career. Mm-hmm.
Right. And he was like, you understand, like, man, ain't no, you got to do it today, man. Tomorrow may not ever come.
And also, that's
why today's a present.
The character was retired, and it was like he was telling Rock, you still have time. I'm out of it.
I'm done.
Like, think about yourself watching players in the NFL, and you're staring at them going, man, you have no idea what you've got in front of you.
Racy guys that got talent, but they lack the discipline watching God. That's why, like, players, you know, like marvel and are so disappointed at Zion and so disappointed at guys like Mekhi Becton, because you have something that, like, God gave you that everybody's not born like that. Everybody else has to work for that, for what comes easy.
And
to
only
you.
Former players will look at current players. And it's always the young players always go, you just hate. And it's like, no, it's not hate, son.
Because one day.
I see it. Yeah. I see your future.
What
you don't.
Be. Yeah.
And I don't want you to go that way.
Because you're going to kick yourself when the hardest thing to have in sports or anything is regret.
800-919-3776. Then then there's this one, the exchange here that also, I think, Bart, as athletes, these are relatable things in the movie.
You don't want to believe this, but that ain't us up there no more, pal. We can't do that the way we did it before. We're changing. We're like turning into regular people.
Nah, Stallion, maybe you think you're changing, but you can't change what you really are. And you can forget all this money and stuff you got all around you, man, because it don't change a thing. You and me? We don't even have a choice. See, we're born with a killer instinct that you can't just turn off and on like some radio. We have to be right in the middle of the action because we're the warriors. And without some challenge, without some damn war to fight, then the warrior may as well be dead, Stallion.
Think about those words.
That's true. Like,
I'd love to get a group of professional athletes like yourself in a room, play that, and then say, talk about it, guys. Because I imagine, Bart, those words resonate with you.
It's like the day, like every day I wake up, I try not to let the athlete in me die, right? Because he has no, what's a warrior with no battlefield, right? So every day you have to tell yourself you have to fight for the athlete that lives within, because he's been the biggest presence in your life for the majority of your life. And trying to learn how to live without that, reason to wake up, reason to thrive, to push past limits. You know how hard it is for me to get in the gym and take myself to that point of failure? Like, it's like that light off.
Because you wonder, what are you working for?
Yeah, it's like,
why are you doing
this?
Like,
why would you do that? Like, it's like...
You always had a why.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm doing this because the guy that I don't see could be doing this. So I have to push myself mentally past... Physically, you can still do the things you want, but mentally it's hard to push yourself to those points because you're saying, well, what is this for? Like, it's no arena, it's no event that I get to prove all my hard work to the people that's watching. Like, yo, how does he do that? How does he endure that? And, you know, we fight for the athlete that lives inside. I tell people all the time, athletes die two deaths, a natural death and the death that they have from when they can't do what they love to do anymore. Ice Cube has done a great job in being able to create a arena where athletes can still live a little longer. Football don't have that. No, you don't play football.
You mean the big three?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does provide
and
a lot of guys who can't play a full court game anymore but still have some game.
And it has nothing to do with money. See, for an athlete, I have to be able to look at the guy across from me and see an equal. Like, so going to play at a 707 tournament or going to play, like, in some type of flag football league, semi-pro, XFL, you don't deem those dudes your equal. But, like, I think what people get from the big three is a guy like Ketino Mobley, Big Cat, can look over and see a guy that he used to play against and say, I've aged better than you. We were once the same, but I'm winning at the game of life because I've aged better than you and I can play basketball better than you. And that's the competition that keeps guys in shape and keeps guys going because I deem you as a Negro. When I look over there, I see Jermaine O'Neal or I see, you know, some of these other retired players that play in the big three, I see you as your equal. Me going out there and beating up some guy that was never was does me no pleasure. Like, I would have to go against somebody. I would have to go against Aaron Foster for me to feel something.
Mm-hmm.
Or Shady McCord for me to feel something. I can't go against some young guy that's just fast and young. Even if he does beat me or do a move. Like, bro, you were never me. And, you know, so fighters have that as well because you don't play fighting. You don't play football and you don't play fighting. You play basketball. You play baseball and softball. You do football. You do boxing. There ain't nothing that you play. There ain't nothing playing about getting your head knocked out.
800-919-3776. Alex is in Orlando. Alex?
Hey, thank you for taking my call first and foremost. Barton, I'm a big fan of you guys. Love you guys. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Carl Weathers. You know, Han, you were just off the air on Friday when I got the news.
Yeah.
And I was working with my pops. And, man, me and my dad, I remember the summer he showed me the movies. And we just watched them. And, you know, me and him, we were just quoting, you know, good Apollo Creed quotes and whatnot. That there is no tomorrow. So just rest in peace. Carl Weathers, a legend for sure. Love you guys.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, and you guys all know why we spent the time on it.
Women wouldn't understand.
Yeah,
Just the win. Women don't understand how we can have a connection with a mythical person.
It's true
because he's speaking to the athlete in us.
Yes,
he's speaking
the words.
He's speaking to the warrior in us. Like, how many times, man? Yo, how many times we watch Rocky 1, 2, 3? Man, go work out directly after.
I used to watch Rocky 3 before my games, college games, because I needed it. Like, it just, because, you know, again, like, you need something that just gets you locked and, like, talks to you.
Rocky.
And Rocky 3 used to, those speeches would speak to me.
Rocky
4. And get me, like, where my head needed to be.
Yo, Rocky 4, you about to play a rival?
Oh, yeah.
See, he's a man.
Be more man than him.
He ain't a machine. Now you cut him.
But you all know how much, you know, the Rocky movie means to Bart and I, and we spend a lot of time referencing it. So, again, when we lose somebody like Carl Weathers, who's such a huge character.
Yeah, we lost Paulie.
I mean, we could spend an hour on Apollo and just the evolution of the Apollo character, what he became, and the different messages that you could take from it. I still go back to, and I've referenced this many times, when they go to L.A. to work out.
And run in the beach.
And they go into the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And Paulie's there. It's just a funny moment because, like, the gym stops and the whole gym is all brothers.
Yeah.
Right? And so Paulie's like, we don't belong here, right? And it's like, these people don't, whatever it was. And then,
they don't like us.
Man. Rocky said, right, maybe they don't like, these people don't like us. Maybe they don't like you. What I ever do to them? Like, just the lines are just priceless. 800-919-3776. Also, Bart, since we're talking football a little bit at the very beginning, and Tess asked the question, Pro Bowl games, does it catch you? But see, again, you being a linebacker, like, not interested because there's really nothing for you. You know, there was
the D-lineman, what the hell are you doing?
Well, there was the different pulls by the linemen because it shows their strength. And then there's obviously the precision stuff that was done there. There was the great catches by the wide receivers. And then the flag game.
Nah, man.
But aside from that.
Tell me, would you rather see that? Would you rather see Sean Taylor decapitate a kicker?
But you can't do that, though.
Why not?
Well, because you don't want to kill somebody in an all-star game.
Why not? Y'all are all pros. Play the game hard, like it's supposed to be. And guess what? The winner, I bet you if they played the game and the winner got $100,000 or do it like the game, the playing
in season tournament.
Yes.
I don't know about that. I get it.
Yo, we used to get real.
So you aren't feeling it at all.
No. It's just a mockery.
I thought the kicking exposition was kind of fun.
Yo.
The quarterback thing was interesting, but it was kind of disappointing because I thought it'd be a little more skilled. Like, I thought I'd be blown away.
It's not an all-star game.
By it.
I'm telling you.
It is an all-star game.
It used to be like clockwork. Guys be playing around, joking.
Oh, yeah, then all of a sudden get serious.
You get to the, and then it get real.
Yeah.
Because the winner get more money than the loser.
Uh-huh.
And it got real. Uh-huh. And dudes start playing. Dudes start just slightly tightening their chin straps up. And then somebody do something. Bah! Like, oh, that's what we doing? Uh-huh. Okay. Penny cases on all you.
Come out and see the Michael Kay Show live this Friday at 3 p.m. from Platte Deutsch Park in Franklin Square, Long Island, for a special countdown to kickoff broadcast. And get you ready for the big game. Live music from one of the Tri-State's best cover bands, The Mystic. We're bringing the big game experience to you at Platte Deutsch Park. Brought to you by Wise Snacks, Security Dodge, Resorts World Catskills, Chili Willy, and Cool Carl's Ice. Say that again. Cool Carl's Ice. Say it.
Cool Carl's Ice.
That's hard to say.
Cool Carl's Ice. CCI. Cool Carl's Ice.
Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, of course. And the new Tullamore Dew Honey. Gil is in Brooklyn. What's up, Gil?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Mark, I owe you a thanks. And the thing you just said about athletes when they have to give it up, I did it at an early age from high school, couldn't play basketball because I blew out my knee. So my career was done early. But I still continued to play, you know, outside of, you know, going to the rec gym and out in the park. But 3 years ago, I had a minor stroke that I lost part of my vision.
Oh, wow.
And I cannot play basketball
9-7
at all. So when I was asked that by my doctor, the reality set in. My wife looked at me like I was a kid. I just lost it because the reality of losing something that you played from like 8 years old.
It's been part of your life. It's molded you. It's molded you.
Truth. That's why I owe you a debt of thanks, Bart. Thank you. Because you let people know that feeling, and it's not a good one.
Yeah, man.
Talk to you later, guys.
Yeah. The older you get sometimes, and you know, we all lose the game or lose what we love to do at different times.
Yeah.
Happened
to me.
Happened
to me. It was the moment of reality.
Yeah. It's like Peter Pan. It's like Peter Pan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those who continue to go, it's like Neverland. They never have to grow up.
Yeah.
But then when they take it away, man, it's like, listen, sometimes a lot of people, all you have is that football or that basketball through whatever you're going through with life. And it's the fairest thing because you get in what you put out. Right. And so, like, that's the beauty of it. Right. That's why I love lifting weights, because you're training yourself to lift things off of you that's designed to weigh you down. So it's so symbolic when it comes to life, but you're doing it through a physical sense, and it's easier to accept the life lessons when it's physical than it is mental. Because mental, sometimes you don't feel. But physical, you put this weight on you, you know that if you don't get it up off of you, ain't nobody there to save you. So it teaches you how to lift things that are designed to keep you down. And once you learn that muscle, because your body and your mind doesn't know the difference between pretend and reality. So it's a way to trick yourself for being able to endure a lot of stuff. Life is really about how much you can endure. And how
that's the beginning of the show.
Yeah, how much you can
take.
How much
you can take and keep moving forward. That's life.
Anybody can dish it out, man. But the more you can take, the more resilient you are, the longer you last.
You build those scars.
And it allows you to make it through those tough times. So that's what those movies symbolize, but that's what sports symbolize to us. People think, oh, how can, you know, grown men just really be astonished and why are they looking at these guys with googly eyes, man? Because at some point, we all know how difficult it is to do that and how hard it is to sustain that.
And it's why, in the end, when a night like Thursday night happens and a crowd acknowledges Jalen Brunson the way they did,
yeah,
is you do it because you admire, because you know his story.
You know the work that he had.
You know the story. You know, and you look at him and you go, look what he's become.
And work is harder for him.
And that, yeah, well, of course, it's always been, because the knock has been whether you're not enough of something.
Well, size, yeah, like yeah. That's why you hate the Shaqs. Like, Shaq, why can't you be in shape, man?
Which is why Shaq,
the greatest man ever.
And what does he say now?
You should
how
have
mad
had
at
eight,
himself.
You should have had eight titles.
And he knows it. And that's why when he criticizes a young player, that young player should listen to every word and not do the whole, oh, he's just hating. Oh, the old men just hate.
He's projecting.
No. No, right.
He's projecting.
He's telling you what he sees because he's lived it.
Yeah.
All right, Audio Files is coming up, 800-919-3776. We'll continue, of course, with the conversation as well. But everybody, happy Super Bowl to all to celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And if you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snacks, and placing some super bets. All right, the teams have arrived in Vegas, and right now, you have to look at that. To me, the under with two of these great defenses. FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a dub or two or three. And not only can you bet on who will win the Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so much more. New customers join today, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 or older, physically present in New York, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPENY or text OPENY467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So last year, they won a playoff series the first time in forever. So progress this year for the Knicks would be to win two. But to do that would mean they would be getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Earlier this morning on DPH Ron Rothenberg, Dave said his expectation is not for the Knicks to get that far.
And I'm not saying the Knicks can't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but to think you have a chance and to say you expect, in my mind, are two different things. I don't expect the Knicks to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think they have a chance. And you know, there's a lot of unknown. OG was going to be one night we talked about, just rest him. Now, he's been out for over a week, so that's a concern for me. Randall's a huge concern for me.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it is the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
This is a hell of a song, by the way. Tell me about this.
Yeah, this is what I'm on right now. This is this guy named Dax, and I'm Darius Rucker.
And Darius Rucker?
And, you know, when I get in the vibe and I start feeling something, I know that at some point it's other people that's feeling like that, man. And it's crazy. It's like, you know, the majority of our listeners are men. And, you know, I think it's okay for them to understand, man, that it's okay to struggle, man. Like I said, and Chris Rock said, only women, children, and animals get empathy. And sometimes I think we need to be here to let men know that it's okay to not be okay. And, you know, not to be able to try and work and pass our traumas down to our kids. And that's kind of what that song is about, man, and trying to explain to your kids what it's like to be a man. Because I think it's important for us to tell our kids what it's like to be a man early so that they can prepare themselves. And, you know, sometimes we want our kids and we want our kids to want it as bad as we want it for them. And they don't understand where that passion comes from because life is hard, man. And you have to build up this callus to be able to make it through because, you know, tough people is who last in this world. And I think sometimes we make it and we see what people are and we don't know how they got there. And that's the part of the story that I think kids and people who aspire to do something need to hear because I think if they know that everybody struggles, then when you're struggling, you understand that it's just part of the process.
Yep.
Of getting to your final destination. You know, they think that people don't struggle, right? And they just think, oh, it was just God-given. So then they give up because they're like, well, it's not going to happen for me. And you know, sometimes you're right there for your breakthrough, but you give up. And all you needed to do was pound that wall a couple more times. And you would have the ability to break through.
One of my favorite sayings, never quit before the miracle.
Yep.
That's one of my favorite sayings. All right. 800-919-3776 for you on the lines. We will get back to you momentarily. Football Monday on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by InfinityUSA.com. Discover more about the luxury and performance of an Infiniti QX60 crossover at InfinityUSA.com or visit your local Infiniti dealer today. But right now, of course, it's the part of the show we step aside and let the headline makers do the talking. That's something we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
I think I like you with the underhand.
You like the little backhand?
It's something about your follow-through.
Somebody messes with the placement of the gong. what is that called, by the way? It's
a gong.
What do they call the stick you hit it with? Do we have like an official terminology for what?
It's not a staff. That's what Donatello uses.
It's like a stick, drumstick, you know, something like that.
Donatello's what?
But the... Anyways.
We tried to stall enough for our research again, didn't happen.
Audiophile sponsored.
Oh,
yes.
Snap.
Brought to you by...
Way to bring it 2024, baby.
Yeah, Sansone Auto Mall. 10 top brands, over 2,000 vehicles. One place, Sansone Auto Mall in Woodbridge. So you knew it'd be Sansone coming up big for us here.
Holding us down, son.
So let's... shall we begin in Audiophiles with, I guess, a topic that we began the show with, which involved the weekend, which was a big game at the Garden. LeBron James and the Lakers come in, the red-hot Knicks, and they end the 9-game winning streak. But before all that happened, there was a lot of buzz with LeBron coming to New York, and a little bit of the buzz had to do with his agent, Rich Paul, on Clutch, having a sit down with the Knicks and the CAA side of everything and making sure that they squash any beefs that might be there, which of course led to a lot of people wondering, wait a second, Thomas. Maybe, just maybe, something could be brewing here because LeBron put out an hourglass tweet. And is he saying his time is up in L.A. and the Knicks are hot? Maybe if he comes to the Knicks, could there be a trade? And the worst, could something be going on? We talked about it for a couple of days. Then Rich Paul sent a message to Brian Windhorst, who wrote the story, saying that's not happening. No trade. We're not asking for one. The Lakers aren't going to make one. Wendy came on with me on Friday, Bart. And so I asked him, what inspired Rich Paul to call you about this?
I don't know exactly why Rich wanted this on the record now. He contacted me. I do know that tomorrow the Lakers are playing in New York and the Knicks are red hot. It's a national TV game. And I believe that Rich is in New York. And, you know, I know that there's been this long standing cold war or whatever you want to say between, you know, Leon Rose and Rich. They were partners and Rich left him and, you know, took LeBron and other clients. And that was obviously an issue when they were, you know, competing as agent And, you know, I think, you know, Rich is in New York with his client. And I think if he shows up at the Garden tomorrow, people might freak out. So I think it was partially Rich just wanting to shut it down on the record with his name attached to it to make it clear that there was nothing afoot with the trade deadline a few days away. I think all of those things played into it, other than the fact that I think it's just true. I think that that's not going to happen.
So that's clearly what was going on there. So while he shut down trade rumors, it didn't stop LeBron James from, during the game, really playing up the New York crowd. Not only getting the win, wearing blue and orange sneakers when he walked in the building, having a Knicks towel draped around his shoulders during his post-game interview with Lisa Salters on ABC. And Wendy spoke some more, and this time on Sunday on his Hoop Collective podcast, about all the things LeBron did and very much calculated.
I am fascinated by the passive-aggressive theater that we've got going on here with LeBron and the Lakers. And not only is he in full LeBron trade deadline special, I mean, this is becoming as standard for the first week of February as Punxsutawney Phil, where LeBron is, you know, being passive-aggressive against his team trying to force a trade. I can't help but be drawn in by it with the emojis and the passive aggressive interviews. And out of the whole LeBron bag of tricks, leaving the court at Madison Square Garden on Saturday night wearing the Knicks towel. Obviously, LeBron often wears towels, okay? And this is why it's so brilliant, because he has perfect deniability. He can just be like, I just put a towel around my shoulders. What are you talking about? You guys are out of your mind. But LeBron, this is what he excels at. He computes all this stuff. Of course, he was cognizant and aware that he was putting on a towel that said New York Knicks. And why would he mess with the Knicks? Because he was using the Knicks as a tool to pressure the Lakers.
I'll tell you what, Bart, it might have been all for nothing, but it was great theater for a couple of days, wasn't it? From Thursday to Saturday night, all of this, just great theater, and LeBron taking advantage of it. Now we'll see before the trade deadline if the Lakers do anything, which you expect they will, to try to get them right. But they're just one game over 500 again, with him still trying to chase another ring at the age of 39.
They'll lose their next five. You know what I'm saying? It's like he used all his energy to win this game, and then they'll play with a dud, because it's like, this is a team that has to get up for the game, but they don't have the energy to stay up because they don't have the long game.
Not
talent.
Enough.
And Vanderbilt being hurt.
Big injury.
It kills them, and it forces LeBron to have to play more defense than he, at this time in his career, really wants to.
Now, meanwhile, the All-Star break is coming up after next week. And so the coaches now have been named, because it's where you are in the standings by a certain date, by this weekend. Believe it or not, Tom Thibodeau actually had a chance, if they had won Saturday night, had a chance to be the All-Star coach, because Joe Mazzulla was last year. So now he can't do it 2 years in a row, so it's the second-place team. But the Knicks lost, and so by default, the Milwaukee Bucks own second place in the East, and therefore their head coach becomes the All-Star coach. That's Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers has only coached 4 games this season, and so it's a bit absurd, and he agrees.
That is ridiculously bad. No, it really is. Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. I think there should be a rule somehow that someone else does it other than me. Maybe I'll send my staff, and I'll go on vacation. I'm going to run that by Adam Silver. I think he's, Adam's a good man. I think he'll understand.
But
damn,
do you think
Doc,
it's kind of strange?
You had plenty of days off, Doc.
Right. He wants time off already.
You need to get on a job because you got a below 500 record. You better figure this out.
But you know what, though? He did point out that Adrian Griffin does at least deserve the bonus for coaching it, and you do get a ring or some type of a memento. So he was going to pass all that on. Speaking of All-Star, this past weekend, the NHL had their All-Star weekend. And Will Arnett, Michael Bublé, and Justin Bieber was all there. Bieber was on the ice in warm-ups.
Bublé.
He could wheel. He's a good basketball player. He could wheel. He played hockey. He grew up skating. He's Canadian.
But
he could wheel. He actually moved around really well. But anyways, so this is the exchange during the All-Star Game draft, which took place during the festivities over the weekend. And listen to Bublé with Arnett explain why he was in a funny mood.
My buddy told me this is just a microdose of mushrooms, and he was lying. So I'll be honest, I thought I was in Blades of Glory for most of the time that I was out there until it sort of settled down, and then I realized, holy I am at the NHL All-Star Game.
You know, it just occurs to me, through all the incredible songs that you've done over the years, and all the hearts of women that you've won over around the world, with all that talk about fantasy hockey, you lost them all in one sentence. It all just evaporated. Years of building it up, and it just gone.
Yeah, the mushroom talk lost me all of my contracts.
Well, the mushroom talk definitely lost you a lot of income.
Yeah.
Anybody got the guts to follow up on the mushrooms?
Yeah.
So, apparently a microdose of mushrooms turned into Bublé just realizing that is not a microdose. And he thought he was in the movie Blades of Glory the whole time.
It's a real ghost dose.
No? I thought you'd have a little more to say about that.
No. It's funny, man. Like, hockey guys, man, this microdosing coming in. Maybe we should come on the air and see if it's okay to microdose.
Like a little microdose of shrooms, right?
I feel like Winthrop
would be okay with that. I think a microdose he'd be fine with. I think anything more than that he'd say no.
We should put in like stir fry or something.
Don't even know it.
Cooking with mushrooms
and just see which one of us acts crazier. Like if one of us is affected or the other, voting me, aren't you?
Well, I think they'll notice you a lot more. Me is just per usual. Anyway, what the hell wrong with Allen?
Yeah, Bart's just being Bart. All right, last but not least. So the Pro Bowl, some more All-Star going on over the weekend. The Pro Bowl was there, and Eli Manning was the coach, I guess, of the NFC once again this year against his brother Peyton. And Eli Manning took the time to spit some bars.
I'm Eli Manning. Yep. I'm nice. Tom Brady's the GOAT. Sight, I beat him twice.
Cool down. Dylan.
You got to like that.
When I get nervous, I tell the truth.
I love that he went there, though. Like, Eli comes off as such the aw shucks guy, whole other side of him that's hysterical.
You know what he's thinking, like, yo, Tom Brady's.
You didn't just say that. That is Audio Files brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall. Make your best deal right now at Sansone Auto Mall and tell them Bart Scott sent you and take an extra $1,000 off your best deal. Call 1-800-SANSONE today, 800-919-3776. We will get back to your calls. Bobby Mark's going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour, the Power Hour, to go over the latest as we get closer to the NBA trade deadline. Stay with us, Barton Hot, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Living in America, that performance. I guess so, Apollo, like, that's where we lost the character Apollo. Was right after that song. But he kind of still lived on, obviously.
That's right. Put him up.
Talk about entertainer, though, that whole thing.
Anywhere.
800-919-377. Let's grab some more calls here. Brian in Millburn. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm a big fan of yours. Losing Carl Weathers was like losing. It's like I'm getting old and I'm 45, and it's like seeing my mortality, my heroes dying. Muhammad Ali, Frank Sinatra, Stevie Harman. This all the 80s and the 90s. I grew up. It's sad, man. It's really getting sad now, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of two ways you can look at it, man. You can live your life with more intention and purpose, you know, understanding that, you know, we only understand how important time is when we start losing it.
It's so true, you know, when you start losing people, too. But, Brian, I mean, like, you know, we always say it's like you can definitely mourn the person, but always celebrate exactly, you know, what they were to you. And that's the best part about when it comes to at least athletes and actors and entertainers and whatnot, is that we lose you physically, but, you know, the character lives on.
You'll see him on a commercial in a little bit when the Super Bowl comes. Wow, with the whole, with the grunt.
Yeah, the character lives on. He was playing up the whole, Chubbs Peterson thing about, you know, we'll get you right. And so, you know, it's...
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh my God.
Chubbs.
What a story that was. Merv in Winfield. Merv. Merv.
Hey, yo.
Merv, what's happening?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Yeah, with the Knicks the other night, they just ran out of legs and, you know, Brunson wasn't hitting the shots he normally hits. Mm-hmm. And Tess with her LeBron take. If he wants to win the games, he wants to win. Why he lose so many times in the final?
Oh, see, Merv went right back at Tessa. Merv went back at Tessa. See, because Tessa was saying we were making excuses.
Yeah, not at all. You can't win every game like you said, right?
That's what I mean. I mean, you're going to lose some, and when you do, there's always some reason why. And Saturday just felt like Merv, and thanks for the call. Like Bart said it, like going into the game, once you knew LeBron was sitting out against the Celtics, it's like you just knew. It's like, oh, here we go. I know this script. I've seen this script before. Mm-hmm. And when the Knicks had the lead going into the fourth quarter, and I called the game for us on 98.7 ESPN with John Giannone, like I was saying to John when before the quarter started and we were off air, and I just said, does he have more magic in him? Like, are they going to close this deal? Because that would be, I mean, to win 10 in a row, that'd be pretty special. They're missing so many bodies. And I thought, are they going to really do this? And then it took about 4 minutes into the quarter when I realized, you can see it. LeBron turned it up, and that was it.
It was like watching a team or watching somebody like the Lions get out to a big start. And it's like, I don't know if they have enough to finish. Yeah. And you can see the other side gaining momentum. It's like, I don't know if they have the energy to make
the
these.
Yeah, like, many times can you go back to the well
energy
of,
plays.
Oh, my God.
Like if LeBron would have had to be dependent people and had tired legs, then Brunson would have got around him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's because he's so damn fresh.
Oh, the one defensive possession was phenomenal. By him, he just locked him up. And Brunson with his footwork. He couldn't get around him. Couldn't do anything. And he still got off the shot. He just was short on it. It looked good. He just missed it short. So there you go. Tip your cap. Play the next game. And that is Tuesday night. So they get a couple of days to just catch their breath. And, again, you just hope. Can they get at least Anunoby back, if not Grimes, too, and just get a little bit more normalcy to their rotation, even with life without Julius Randle?
This is, like, weird. Even though Brunson's not hurt, they got to find a way to act like we got to cut his minutes down. And they got the others got to do a better job. So like when Anunoby comes back,
they got to be able to trust somebody.
And Randall comes back.
I agree with you.
You got to start saying, all right, y'all got to figure it out. Like when we're trying to get him rest, y'all got to go out there. He's only going. What did he play? Like 36 minutes the other night.
Who?
Brunson.
45 out of 48.
Okay. 45 out of 48. We got to get him down to like 30.
He needs to be 36
minutes.
To 38.
Yeah.
He should not be playing 45. Yeah. But
we might have to get him to 30 just to see.
He wanted to win that game. Tibbs, they all want to win. Like, that's the other problem, is sometimes you got to save them from themselves.
Can't.
And in the midst of a game, when you feel like we're going to start losing, like you want to maintain a lead and we're not getting any offense these last five possessions and I got to get them back in the game, you got to reach a point where you trust whoever's on the floor to just get the job done, or at worst, maintain whatever it is going on. You just don't want to be in the red when you have your starters out of the game. And sometimes you just get a little too caught up in, I can get this one. And it's almost like, know when to say when. But I agree with you. But they got to be able to trust the guys they have out on the floor.
Yeah.
Finn in Jersey. Finn. Finn.
Finn going once. Finn going twice. Finn is out there with Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, Finn is out there so they can
keep
call back.
Keep swimming.
All right, so Power Hour's coming up. We'll get Bobby Marks on here to talk about the trade deadline that's coming on Thursday and see what the latest is, what he's hearing, what the names. And if he's running the Knicks, who's he going for? What's it going to cost the Knicks? And what about this summer? Should you still be kind of hanging on to some of your assets? Because could there be bigger things on the horizon? So the latest on the trade deadline and more coming up, a little football as well. There are some headlines around the NFL we've got to get into, including, I mean, first of all, there's always someone's family member at the Super Bowl doing something. And something that I haven't paid this one off yet either. Taylor Swift, for everything that she did last night at the Grammys, she failed to do one thing.
Everybody noticed. Selfish.
Everybody noticed.
Selfish.
Stay with us for the Power Hour, but first, Bart, tell me about BetMGM.
What? There's never been a better time for football fans to bet the big game with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app to get in on all the action for the biggest Sunday of the football season. Can't be in Las Vegas for the big game? The BetMGM app brings the gridiron action to you. With a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and player props, the BetMGM app is your home for the big game. From spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is your first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and the end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get in off the bench and into the huddle with the king of sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Don't want them, don't need them. That's been the feeling of a good portion of the Knicks fan base when it comes to the possibility of the Knicks going out and landing LeBron James. Early this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave didn't really understand that feeling from the fan base.
I'm telling you, a lot of people feel like he snubbed them when he had the opportunity, when he did the decision, and he had his chance, and now we're going to get the...
That was 14 years ago.
I get it. They hold a grudge, and now we're going to get him, you know, when he's past his prime.
I mean, past his prime, sure. Is he still great?
I think he's still great, but you just have... I mean, I think a lot of people look at it as like, okay, we got one, you know, we got a chance here to make this one big move. We're set up perfectly. Do you make that move on a guy who's only going to give you a couple years?
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew response. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it is the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.